Hi, I'm Matt Kotsinas, a program manager with Internet Explorer. With the emergence of HTML5, web developers are starting to make some really rich and graphically intense experiences using just HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. And so today we're going to take a look at one of our newest test drive demos, How Stuff Works, take a look at how it works, and see if we can highlight some of those features. This demo uses the canvas element in HTML5 and focuses on the speed and quality of graphics rendering. We accomplish this effect using off-screen canvases as buffers, which is a technique that's prevalent in games and allows us to cache scenes that haven't changed, which saves CPU and GPU time. So let's start by looking at some of the different layers that are available. So if we start with just our gears, we can see that these are just simple image assets. Each one is rotating, and each one is kept in its own canvas. And we can see right now that the shadows are incorrect and that they go upside down as the gear rotates. And we'll see how we can fix that in just a moment. Next, we can add some color into that layer and composite that color to create multicolored gears. And from here, we can also see why it's important to keep each gear in its own layer. As the gears rotate, the colors overlap. And if we were to try to do this all on a single layer, the colors would bleed from one gear to the next. So we can take this effect one step further and add gradients. Now this creates the effect of a shadow at the bottom of each gear. And using this technique, we can reuse those assets multiple times, which is a great way to keep your download size small. Next, we can add some detail around the center of each gear by using concentric circles, each with a shadow and with a gradient on them, to create the effect of a bezel around the inside of each gear. And we can finish it off with a backdrop where we just add a little bit of color to the back of the canvas and then use CSS3 border radius to give us the rounded effect. So now that we see how it looks in Internet Explorer, let's see how it looks in some other browsers. So first, in Chrome 12, we can see that using the same markup as Internet Explorer, the demo runs, but it looks very different. The colors and the detail on each gear are gone because Canvas doesn't properly handle the compositing of the gradient onto the gear. And looking at Firefox 5, we can see that again, using the same markup, this time we have gradients, but Firefox has an issue where it does not properly handle the shadow blur that's on the detail around the center of each gear, which causes the gradients to be much darker and the detail to turn into a single dark ring. So you can see that while we can do some really neat things with HTML5, as an industry, there's still a lot of work left to be done so that the same markup produces the same results in each browser. And so now let's take a look at the code to see how the demo works. So this is our application.js file, which is the main entry point for the program. And we can see that we just create our different definitions for our colors, and then keep an array of gears, where each gear is an object that stores the size and position of each gear. And then jumping up to our draw loop, we start by clearing the canvas to get ready for the next frame, drawing the backdrop, drawing the gear, and then rotating the entire canvas using CSS3 transforms. So now let's dig into this gear draw method. So as I said before, the gear is an object that tracks all of the state that the gear needs in order to draw itself to the canvas. So here in our draw method, we start by calculating the angle that the gear needs to be rotated to, and then drawing that into our composite buffer. Our composite buffer is the off-screen canvas that all the different parts of the gear are assembled on before being drawn to the screen. So we start by rotating the canvas and drawing the gear into it. And then on top of that, drawing the color and shadow onto the gear. And then jumping back to our draw method, we then rotate the entire canvas around the gear and draw the finished gear onto the canvas. So now it's important to remember that the entire circle of gears is rotating via CSS transforms. And so we have to account for that whenever we're drawing the gear onto the canvas. Otherwise, as that circle rotated, the shadows would end up at the top of each gear. And so this accounts for that and makes sure that we have a consistent experience no matter where the gear is located in the circle. And so that's a look at the new test drive demo, How Stuff Works. You can try out the demo and download the platform preview over at ietestdrive.com. Thanks.